packaging manufacturer Impact released its interim results today, reporting a near 28% jump in headline earnings per share to 39 cents. This comes as the company benefited from recent capital investments, which more than offset the effects of a challenging trading environment and unfavorable market conditions. Joining us in studio now to talk us through the numbers, CEO Bruce Strong. Bruce, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So the group's recent capital investment program starting to pay off. We've seen earnings rise on the back of it. How much of the growth that's come through a result of the investments that have been made to date? How much actual demand for packaging?
So the demand for packaging obviously mirrors to some extent the general economy. On the one hand, so you've got general consumer demand, which drives that. And on the other hand, it's the exports of fruit from South Africa, which we make the packaging for, which also drives demand, which is not directly linked to local consumption specifically. So it's a bit of a mix, and that accounts for both the paper and plastics business. So in terms of the local economy, I mean, we have seen a contraction in the period, and that is reflected in our numbers in terms of sales volumes, which are down across most businesses as a consequence of that. But in our paper manufacturing business and our corrugated business, we have done a number of projects over the last 4 or 5 years, and the efficiencies coming through there and the lower costs of production coming through there are certainly starting to pay off, and we've had the benefit of that in the past. And also, of course, the investments in our recycling business, which is equipped to supply raw materials into those businesses. That has really done well for us in a time when the sale of recyclables is constrained because of the Chinese closing their doors. But in South Africa, we're fortunate that we've got quite a well-established recycling infrastructure. We have, as our business, mm-hmm. a well-established infrastructure, and that is helping us in these times. But there's no doubt that we are, like most other businesses in South Africa, facing a very difficult time from a demand point of view.
As you say, with that, you're having to contend against global oversupply. Do you see that demand scenario or lack of demand scenario continuing to persist?
So we are seeing that still going into the second half. I mean, we are already in August, and we haven't seen a massive change in that respect. It is coming off the lows that it was at sort of around April, May. But there's no doubt there's still some pressure in that respect in terms of export opportunities for us. Having said that, our exports have picked up somewhat from the first half. They might not be at the levels of the second half of last year, but they'll certainly be better than the first half of this year. Mm-hmm. And our cost structure, certainly in our Felixstowe paper mill, which is in northern KwaZulu-Natal, where we spent 800 million rand and very successfully upgraded that plant, that is a competitive business by any sort of measure globally. So I think for them, they'll be able to hold their own in this market.
I've got to ask, what are you working into your forward-looking models as far as growth and demand is concerned, Bruce, because you were caught surprise, by surprise by the extent of the decline that came through in the first quarter, which is why you were caught with high stocks in the first place.
So I think it's probably not dissimilar to most other people. For the time being, we think there's no real indication of change in the local economy. And so we are forecasting subdued conditions and muted growth, if any, for the balance of the year, and we're making our plans accordingly. You know, I mean, one has to plan production in that light mm-hmm. and also manage your costs in that light and your capital and your working capital, of course.
Of course, revenue increased 4.2% nevertheless, with operating profit boosted by better margins. As you say, as you extract these cost efficiencies through the business, is that margin reprieve sustainable?
I'd say it is to some extent, because, you know, the investments that we've made have brought efficiency improvements, which are definitely sustainable. Just to give you one example, in the paper mill that I referred to earlier, mm-hmm. the energy costs are 20% below what they were 3 or 4 years ago as a consequence of those investments. And there are a number of other examples like that across our business. Our water use across the business is down significantly, firstly driven by the drought actually in the Western Cape, but we've managed to sustain that. Now, that's not a huge item, but it is a significant step in general cost savings beyond the need to save water and conserve water anyway. And then there are a number of examples like that, which I think do bode well for the future in the context of maintaining some level of acceptable margin. But there's no doubt that if you don't have top-line growth, you are going to be under pressure, and we have to manage that in these circumstances.
With that top-line growth being imperative, then, how much improvement can we anticipate as far as your product mix is concerned, relevant products catering to what the market's after right now?
Well, we do see a seasonality in our business, so the second half is typically better than the first half because we have many of our customers preparing for the festive season, and a lot of the fruit sectors find themselves packing in the second half of the year. So we should see that seasonal demand coming through. And then some of the fruit sectors, we do expect to see some upside on what we saw last year, for example, in citrus packaging. You know, the citrus growers have planted a lot of additional trees, and those should be bearing fruit soon. So we may see some benefit from that. And then we've had some crops which are tending to be to be harvested later in the year due to climatic conditions. And that perhaps will change the mix first half to second half. So from that point of view, you might see some uptick, and that will be offset, of course, by the subdued conditions generally.
Amidst it all, you've invested over $1.6 billion in capital projects. What's your CapEx looking like moving forward?
So our CapEx moving forward will probably be slightly below depreciation, and that is because we've come off a period of now significant investment when other people have been holding back. We've actually invested quite nicely. And I think those investments will pay generally in the next couple of years. So for the time being, I suppose it's about just holding tight in that respect. We will invest in areas such as energy. We're putting solar power in every building that we own. We're putting solar power now. Those don't immediately have, they don't have 2-year paybacks. They're probably 4 or 5-year paybacks, but we think they're still in good investments nonetheless. So we'll continue to do that type of thing, notwithstanding the current environment.
Bruce, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That Bruce Strong, CEO of Impact.